1.
It looks like you're going to be ready after all. I stood on the steps of the Cocoon Inn with one hand gripping a commercial coffee carafe and the other holding a to-go Bean Hive coffee house box filled with Lunch Lady brownie bars.
I'm not sure, but Kami sure is working me like crazy. I'm not sure there are enough hours in the day, but I'm doing my best.
Newton Oakley hunched over the flower bed next to the front steps, digging up enough dirt to place an orange mum. Pepper, my curious little schnauzer, was standing next to him, watching his every move. Newton sat back on his haunches, took his gloves off, and gave Pepper a few scratches under his salt and pepper beard. I think we're all working hard to make sure this year's Nuwala Festival is the best yet. The name of our 3-day fall festival, Halloween backwards, still did not roll off my tongue easily. It was something I was going to have to learn to say since making the small, quaint town of Honey Springs, Kentucky, my new home. You be sure you grab a cup of coffee this morning. It's a new fall blend that I'm sure you're gonna love.
I'll have to come in and warm up after I get this row of mums planted.
He gestured over his shoulders at the orange, yellow, and red mums sitting in the leafy green grass behind him, ready to be planted.
Good morning.
Kami Montgomery met me at the top of the steps. There was a plaid blanket draped over her forearm.
Let me throw this on a rocking chair and I'll help you.
The sound of Kami's voice made Pepper dart up the steps. My nosy little dog loved everyone, but he particularly loved Kami. She was the treat lady.
I've got it, I protested, but she'd already put the blanket over one of the many white rocking chairs lining the large plantation porch.
Don't be silly.
She pushed her long red hair over one shoulder and took the box from me.
I can't risk you dropping my box of goodies,
she laughed and nodded towards the door.
Every time I walk in here, it still takes my breath away.
Pepper and I stepped into the White Mansion, built circa 1841, that was situated right on Lake Honey Springs, and I turned around to look out one of the floor-to-ceiling windows that offered guests a spectacular view.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, she said, reaching into the bowl of dog treats that she kept on the counter for the furry guests that accompanied their families.
Yes, you are.
I heard the familiar voice of Walker Peevler, Honey Springs' most recent transplant.
Walker!
I couldn't stop smiling while he and Kami embraced into a sweet kiss on the lips. I've not seen you in a while, but I've seen Amelia. I can't believe how she's grown. Walker had been a single man with custody of his granddaughter. He'd stolen Kami's heart while staying at the Cocoon Inn. Since he had a sales job and traveled all the time, he could live anywhere. It truly was a perfect union. He and Kami were both in their 50s, and Honey Springs was a fantastic place to raise a child. If you didn't know their backstory and saw Walker, Kami, and Amelia out and about around town, you'd never know that Amelia wasn't Kami's biological granddaughter. The only thing the three of them did not share was the same last name. Kami had decided to keep her last name when they got married, due to her business and how much time it'd take to get all the documents changed.
Amelia sure is something special.
He leaned back and looked into the hospitality room. She's going to be late for school if she doesn't hurry up.
She's eaten her oatmeal. Run upstairs and grab her coat.
Kami shooed him off to their living quarters in the inn. I followed her into the hospitality room, where I replaced the commercial coffee carafe with a new one. The focal point of the room was a large, beautiful fireplace directly across from the entryway. A few snaps and pops filled the room as the wood crackled in the fireplace, making the unseasonably cool morning cozy and the room very inviting.
Roxy! Pepper!
Amelia jumped up from the small cafe table and ran over to greet us.
Did you see my pumpkin?
She giggled as Pepper gave her a sweet kiss along her nose.
I didn't, but I know without seeing it that it's going to win the pumpkin carving contest.
I bent down and gave her a hug. Pepper demanded one, too, so of course I gave him one.
Your granddaddy went to grab your coat, so you better eat up before you're late for school.
Kami gave Amelia a scrub on the head with her fingertips, sending her back to the table.
She's more excited about the pumpkins than her costume.